Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, back we come to the mystery that has been introduced to us in Colossians chapter 1. A term that in itself is a bit obscure because it is used in the Bible differently than the way we use it in English today. But even in the Scriptures, it isn't always readily apparent what is in view with the use of this term mystery, a term that Jesus used a number of times in relationship to the kingdom parables and a term that is used in the book of Revelation several times. But it is used more frequently. It is used most predominantly in the New Testament Scriptures by the Apostle Paul, who uses it more than anyone else by far, and the books in which that term is found most frequently are the books of Ephesians and Colossians, and we're looking at the first use of that term in Colossians as we come to it in Colossians chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And it says, the mystery, verse 26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, we worked our way through the aspects of this mystery and a good definition of this mystery on the broadcast yesterday. And I hope you were with us for that. But for those of you who are not, I'm going to review that very quickly as we continue talking about this mystery, describing the mystery, analyzing the mystery, so that we can get to the bottom of what Paul is talking about. So thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, March 9, and thank you for helping us with the finances necessary to remain on this station. Now I'm going to give you the understanding, the definition, the description of the mystery first, and then we'll backpedal a little bit, but when you put it all together, here's what it is. The mystery is the fact that Gentiles are included in God's saving purposes on equal footing with Jews. And that was a truth that was largely hidden for generations and ages, as we're told here. In the Old Testament, that was not conspicuous, that was not clear, though it was there. It's a whole lot easier for us to go back with our perspective and our understanding now and go back and see it in the Old Testament. But for those who were living in that era and had the Old Testament Scriptures without the greater light of the New Covenant, the New Testament Scriptures that we have, it was not all that easy to understand. In fact, that's probably an understatement. It was very difficult to understand, particularly with any clarity. And that's why Paul gave himself to the proclamation of this mystery so vigorously, because he wanted it to be understood. And this was part of his assignment, and it's part of who he was. And remember, these verses that we're looking at now that relate to the mystery are in a section where Paul is introducing himself personally to the Colossian believers. And this is a big part of who he is. He is especially a proclaimer of this mystery, because he is the apostle to the Gentiles. And the mystery is that Gentiles are included in God's saving purposes on equal footing with Jews, and that is an astounding truth that Paul delights to proclaim and to inform Gentiles of this door of grace that has been flung open widely to the Gentiles, which seemed to only be the narrowest of cracks by which Gentiles might be able to wiggle their way in with great difficulty before Christ came and inaugurated the New Testament and said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But you realize that even the disciples of Christ had difficulty understanding exactly what Christ meant by that. So that when they were scattered from Jerusalem initially and went everywhere preaching the gospel, the Bible tells us in the book of Acts, they preached to Jews only. They interpreted the Great Commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, as meaning go into all the world and preach the gospel to all the Jews of the dispersion. Jews were dispersed in every nation under heaven. They were there. Go find them and preach the gospel to them, was the way they understood the Great Commission. This is to be given to Jews all over the world. But that's not what Jesus said, and that's certainly not what Jesus meant, but it still was mysterious. This is a mystery. They had difficulty because of their background and their understanding, some of which was correct, and their misunderstandings, which were pretty large too. So to come to this truth that Gentiles, by the design of God, are included in God's saving purposes on equal footing with Jews was an amazing thing. But that is the fact. That's what Paul is teaching here. And he told us, and I'm going to zip through this list very quickly again for those who weren't with us yesterday, this mystery fulfills God's word. It was hidden in ages past. It has now been revealed. It displays God's glory. It relates to Gentiles, and it certifies Gentile glory. Now, here's some things we need to understand. This mystery of Gentiles included in God's saving purposes on equal footing with Jews has always been God's plan. Though long concealed from men by God's design, it was always God's plan. This is not plan B. God didn't say, oops, the Jews didn't believe in the numbers that I thought they would, so I guess if I'm going to have any people to be members of Christ's body, to be the bride of Christ, I'm going to have to throw the door open to Gentiles. Pity that the Jews didn't believe it, because that would have fulfilled my purposes, but since they didn't, I'll resort to plan B and I'll allow Gentiles to be included. No, 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 no. Including Gentiles was always God's plan. But we must understand that Gentile inclusion is a spectacular manifestation of the riches of God's grace. But what we are learning, and what was so amazing in that day, even if it doesn't seem so amazing to us today, is that the Jewish Messiah is also the Gentile Messiah. That did not seem apparent. Did not seem apparent at all to the Jews of Christ's day and to the Jews of Paul's day. But the Jewish Messiah is also the Gentile Messiah for all who believe. He is only the Jewish Messiah to those who believe. But he's also the Gentile Messiah for Gentiles who believe. And furthermore, the indwelling Christ guarantees the same glory for Gentiles as was promised to Jews. Israel, my glory, becomes the church, my glory. But this was all promised in the covenant that God made with Abraham. He said, in you, Abraham, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. How did anybody miss that? Well, they didn't miss it completely, but they interpreted it in a different way. They interpreted it to mean that Jewish glory would somehow benefit the Gentiles in a secondary sort of way. But that's not what God had in mind when he said that in you, Abraham, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. He didn't just mean that all the nations of the earth would get a little bit of runover blessing. The primary blessing comes to the Jews. A little bit of secondary runover blessing comes to the Gentiles. Nope. Now we learn what God's intention was all along, that in Abraham shall all the nations of the earth be blessed equally. as much blessed as the Jews. No more, no less. Gentiles who believe in Christ as the Messiah will be blessed equally with Jews who believe in Christ as the Messiah. And Jews who don't believe will be equally damned with Gentiles who don't believe. This has been God's purpose all along, but the manner of fulfillment was long obscured, all the more so because of the addition of the Mosaic Covenant. The promise that God made to Abraham several hundred years before Moses promised blessings to all of the world through Abraham, and you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. But when the Mosaic Covenant came along, it seemed like it pulled things in and narrowed and restricted the workings of God to only include the physical descendants of Abraham, the Jews, and maybe just a little trickle of Gentiles who were able and willing to come into the Jewish community and, in essence, become Jews. But now, there is this worldwide fulfillment that has nothing to do with Jewish circumcision, nothing to do with Jewish temple sacrifices, nothing to do with the covenant that God made with Abraham that pertained particularly to the Jewish nation. But the manner of fulfillment, long obscured, has now been made plain. There is a Savior, a Jewish Messiah to be sure, but all who believe in him shall be saved. All who believe in him shall be blessed. All who believe in him are included in the covenant of God that God made with his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And Gentiles who believe in that Messiah are as equally blessed in the believing as Jews who believe in that Messiah. And the fulfillment of this mystery was realized in the coming of Jesus Christ and the inauguration of the new covenant, which was prophesied in the Old Testament, but was often misunderstood because of Jewish prejudices. I guess we could accurately characterize the problem in those terms. Because of Jewish cultural concepts, because of assumptions, sometimes assuming things were meant to be a certain way when that was not what God intended at all, but that's what happened. And many of the Jews did misunderstand the promises which God made regarding the salvation of Gentiles in the Old Testament scriptures. But now it's all made plain. The mystery, long hidden for ages and generations, has now been revealed, and it is that Christ in you Gentiles, the hope of glory. That Gentiles are included in God's saving purposes on equal footing with Jews. Marvel, for it is marvelous. Be amazed, for it is amazing. Wrestle with it if you must, but you must come to this conclusion if you are going to understand what God has said and what God has done. There's only one possible right understanding of this. God has included Gentiles on equal footing with Jews. Thank God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.